Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show right now one of the newest Browns, Frosty Rucker, signed in free agency as a defensive end, former Cincinnati Bengal. First of all, Frosty, welcome to, I know you're not in Cleveland yet, but welcome to Cleveland.
Hey, man, I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to be a part of this great thing that's coming up.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that struck me because you talked about this with reporters late last week about the whole notion of your excitement of joining a team and seeing where this is headed. And look, for a lot of Browns fans who are frustrated with, you know, not seeing a team that's been in the playoffs that won only four games last year, this is the refreshing sort of talk that they want to hear. And I know it's more than words with you, but tell me what it is that really has motivated you or moved you in the sense that you see something positive going here.
I just seen the immediate energy the coaches and the whole front office had going into free agency and this season coming up, you know, sitting down with a number of those guys and, you know, just talking football and talking, you know, how the personnel is and, you know, telling me about every single person that's on the team and on the roster, how, you know, how they're going to contribute. And this is, you know, this play is going to be designed for him to excel because he has, you know, the ability to do this and that. And, you know, the pieces are getting put together. And why wouldn't I not want to be a part of that? It's a no-brainer.
That's the thing. As you looked at this team and you got an up-close look, obviously being part of the Bengals and going up against the Browns, and particularly last year with this 10th-ranked defense that you were able to watch your offense face, pretty much it's the reason why this team had any chance to win the games that it won and probably should have won more games for various reasons the Browns didn't. But the defense, you know, was doing its job pretty much on a consistent basis. I'm assuming you paid attention to that.
Yeah, I've already went back and watched both games that we played against. And obviously the first one, you know, the Browns had it. Well, we had it, should I say it that way. And if it wasn't for that late touchdown pass, AJ, you know, he had us on the Bengals on our heels. And as for and Paul Brown last year, it was a heck of a game and came down to the wire. And I watched them both closely after I signed, and it's just a young, aggressive group that is really flying around and wants to make plays. And, you know, a lot of the guys want to make a name for themselves, and the best way to do that is playing together and having one goal, and that's to win the AFC North and go on from there.
You're a bigger guy, carrying about 280 pounds, if I've got that right. Something like that.
Yes.
So you bring that with you, but also the skill set that allows you to play that outside position, that end position on a four-man line. And I know, you know, you don't always just end up in the same place all the time, and people do get moved around. But give me a sense of what your whole game and what people can, if we can try to visualize it, the types of things that you can see yourself bringing to this defensive line.
Like I said, I'm adding to an already productive group and a group that's on the rise, so I just wanted to make sure I said that.
Sure.
And the things that carry my game is just being a very disciplined player, being in the right place at the right time when I'm supposed to be there. And, you know, being technical sound and just being smart, playing smart, knowing the down and distances, and, you know, those are things that were harped on in Cincinnati, and I picked them up and brought those into my game, and then I've been able to develop since then. So I'm not saying that they haven't been taught in Cleveland, but, you know, just, you know, an extra push with that with someone in the locker room with some of the younger guys would help. And that being said, you know, I'm just really excited to be a part of this. People are going to really be out for see a show this year. You know, all those guys, I'm sure they're out, you know, wherever they are, working hard to get back to spring, and, you know, on the first day of the season, April 16th, I'll be excited to meet all my teammates and begin the path.
And that was the other thing I was going to ask you is, what sort of Browns connections, if any, do you have? Who do you already know on this team, either just from the years of playing against them or just other means of making friends in the NFL?
Being a part of this fraternity, I have obviously played versus Joe Thomas a number of years. And I know what type of talent he is. I played college ball with Kaluka Maeva. me and Chris Gokong were roommates in the All-Star game coming out of college, and met Joe Hayden once, talked to DeQuil Jackson on the phone, so that was cool. And, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy and good teammate, so I don't think it would be hard, you know, for me to fit in with the group. And, again, I'm just excited to be able to be a part of something that is on the rise and is going to take off.
New Browns defensive end Frosty Rucker joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Frosty, when you talk about this group that you're already, as you said, part of something you just want to build upon, it's a very young group. You instantly, among the starting players, instantly become the senior member because you had two rookies in that group in Jabal Sheer, the other end, Phil Taylor inside, and then there's Ataba Rubin also at the tackle spot. So when you're a newcomer to a team, yet you have that additional experience as a player in the league, even though it's with another team, can you comfortably take on a leadership role? Can you comfortably and automatically just see yourself trying to impart the knowledge that you have on these younger teammates?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm going there just to add to the group and be a positive impact on everyone. I'm not trying to go out there to be a hero or, you know, instantly say we're going to be number one in the league in defense and this and that. That's not what I'm there for. I'm there to help out and be productive and, you know, like, you know, coaches always say, bring someone with you, you know, and I'm just excited.
And it's interesting, you've been in the league since 2006, and really, as the system was designed defensively in Cincinnati, you were more of a rotating component to that line. So playing time was limited, but the idea was to keep guys fresh. It certainly worked. I mean, it's a good system there. So I know you didn't have any complaints about its success or being part of that. But with the Browns, it clearly looks as if you're going to be a guy who's getting more opportunity to play, and I'm assuming that's something that weighed heavily as you considered possibilities as a free agent for a new team.
Correct. Yeah, the opportunity to be on the field more and just play football. You know, that's what everyone wants when they come into this league. If it's no matter if you're a first round pick, the first pick, or, you know, a free agent, and however that goes, but people want an opportunity to play, and I've been, you know, chomping at the bits for it. Waiting my turn, you know, being put in different situations and, you know, playing with you know, the package they gave me to play. And now, you know, if, you know, they want to unleash me to get some more downs and, you know, play some full games, I'm totally fine with that, you know. And, yeah. And again, I'm excited that my role will be, you know, pushed to the limit, and let's go.
The downside, if there is one, to not to rotating is you don't get to really blow up a lot of numbers. And I know you had your most productive year last year with the four sacks, but and that was because, I guess, also based on getting more time on the field. But the upside is you got some low miles on you, right? Your body physically, you come into this team with a little less wear and tear than maybe the average guy who's been in the leagues playing your position since 2006.
Yeah, correct. And that's the way I look at it. I've played in numerous games, and at the same time, you know, I have had some injuries here and there, which kept me out of a handful of games too. So I didn't, you know, have to go the whole 16 some of those years. You know, when you look back, I wish I could, but, you know, you can't look back and you got to go forward. And now, you know, I know how to take care of my body, and I know the ins and outs and the discipline that comes with that, you know, to go throughout a whole length of a season, and I'm just ready to capitalize on that.
And Frosty, I know one of the things also that impressed you was the years of experience on this coaching staff, the chance when you were visiting Berea to sit down with Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator, a former head coach, and Ray Rhodes on this defensive staff, a former head coach, and Dwayne Board, who, of course, brings the years of as a former player in San Francisco, an outstanding defensive lineman coaching the D-line, his years of experience, on top of meeting with Coach Shurmur, of course. What you came away from that experience pretty impressed, I guess, with the combined brain power, the guidance, the leadership that's there.
Yeah, I mean, just like you just talked about it, just look across the board and, you know, who's going to be leading this. And it's going to start with them, and it's going to trickle down to us. But those guys have all been very successful, and I'm sure Coach Shermer is just, you know, ready to, you know, to be successful just the same, you know, as a head coach. And, you know, all of them, I think there's three of them that have been coach of the year in the NFL. I mean, that's a phenomenal thing to be a part of. And I'm just glad that I'll be guided in the right direction.
Who said the, I don't know if it's ever one thing, but sometimes there's the right thing that you hear, besides seeing the right numbers that you and your agent have to see to agree to a deal. Who said the right thing to you? And I know you also spent an hour in a good heart-to-heart, face-to-face with Mike Holmgren as well while you were here. And just give me, was there a moment like that in your time in Berea?
Yeah. I think it had to be with, the D-line coach, Coach Board. Yeah. I think we sat there and he really told me what it is. Every one of them had their chance to say something, and it was all positive. Every conversation was very positive, and, you know, they let me know exactly what was going to take forward and what we're going to start with from day one and how to build on that. But, you know, Coach Board is the one I'm going to be with day in, day out, and, you know, as he goes, I go. And we really sat there, and he really walked me through exactly how he teaches his guys and what he wants, and, you know, and we're on the same page. And he wants me to do what I do best, as being the type of player I will be in that locker room and on the field and work hard and, you know, bring some of the younger guys with me. Not to say they don't do it now, but just to be another guy that does it and does it well. And I'm just in key with it. You know, we're on the same page with the lot of goals we have.
That's good stuff. No, I always figure there's got to be something like that. And Dwayne Board is going to tell it to you straight. There's no doubt about that. All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time, Frosty, and thank you for that, and look forward to seeing you and the rest of the players when you do get in here in April.
Yeah, me too, likewise, and thanks for having me, and all you got to do is let me know, and I'll be on anytime.
Excellent. He is Frosty Rucker, new defensive end for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.